Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
Today I want to continue to speak on what I started speaking about last time. We have spoken for many weeks now about what we titled Building a Great Future Today. I'd like to have us recall to mind again that what we have been saying is that a great future is determined long ahead of that future. That is, it is in the present days that you determine what tomorrow will be. I was in a conference recently and a friend of mine made a statement that's so profound and I would just like to refer to it. He said, what you did in the past is what brought you to where you are today. He now said, what are you doing today to step you into where you want to be tomorrow? I said, that's such a profound statement. So we have seen many things about this, how to prepare for that future that we'll be stepping into. Paul said that every house is built by some man, but the builder of everything is God. What he was saying is that your life has to be built by you. That is, you have a direct input to make into your future if you want it to be great. That great things just don't happen spontaneously. That is why it is plainly ridiculous to believe in evolution or believe in the sudden appearance of things from nothing. Great things don't happen spontaneously. Somebody always causes great things to happen. And if your future is going to be great, there is an input you have to make into it to make it become great. We have established that it is God that prepared your future, but that he expects to do the right things that will help you step into the future that God has prepared. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, in verse 1, he said, having these promises, therefore, beloved, we cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What he was saying, therefore, is that if you have promises, if you have a great future that God has prepared for you ahead of time, then what you need to do is to prepare yourself to step into that future. And that's what we have already established. Now, so among the things that we have said is that the seeds that you will sow for your future comprises of three things. Number one, your faith, what you believe in your heart. Number two, the works that you do as a result of what you believe in your heart. And number three, the words that you speak as a result of what you believe in your heart. Last week, we began to look at that matter of words very closely. And that's what I want to continue on today. Because words are very, very important. Now, to continue on that matter of words, I want us to read two portions of the scriptures. And then I will refer to some of the ones we have read in the past. First of all, let us go back to Ezekiel chapter 37. In Ezekiel chapter 37, God took Ezekiel into the valley of dry bones in the spirit. And then he saw a great vision there, and the valley was filled with dry bones. And God asked him, he said, son of man, can these bones live? In verse 3. And the man wasn't so sure, so he transferred the answer back to God. He said, oh Lord God, you know. Then God said, this is the answer. This is what will determine whether these bones will live or they will not live. Verse 4, he said, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to stop my reading there, but then in your spare time, I recommend you read the remaining portion of that scripture. You'll really be blessed by it. What I wanted to note here is this. The man saw a valley of dry bones. Dry bones reflecting the fact that things have gone really bad. They look like there was no hope. And the man looked and said, doesn't look like there is a hope for my future here. It does not look like there is a hope for my economy here. It does not look like there is hope for my children. It does not look like there is hope for my business. So God said, very fine. Now you have made your own conclusion. He said, do you think things can become better? And the man said, God, I am not so sure. God said, this is how you decide whether they will become better or they will remain bad. How do you decide? He said, prophesy over the bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. What I want to understand here is this. When we speak positively about life, sometimes people make it look as if you are not aware of the things that are happening. One day I was in a discussion with some people and I told them that, listen, Nigeria is a great country and great things are about to happen. I said, in a short while, in a matter of a few years, you will see that this nation will be one of the great nations of this earth. And the person looked at me and said, This man, you have a lot of faith. And one of the people there was quite a much older man than I am. And he began to describe to me the problems of the nation. He described the things that were happening that showed him convincingly that there was a big problem and what I am saying is not likely to happen. Now, what he didn't understand was that I wasn't unaware of the situation of things. Ezekiel in this situation was not unaware of the situation of things. Are you getting my point? But God said, we are not going to determine the future according to the present, but we are going to determine the future according to the words that we speak over the current situation. Are you getting the point? Therefore, he said, the bones are dry. Ezekiel said, yes, Lord, I know. He said, do you want them to live? Ezekiel said, most certainly. So God said, prophesy. Say to the bones, this is the word of the Lord. What am I saying here? That the word that created the heavens and the earth is the word of God. You have to get this point clear. That we are not saying that just by talking, things will become better. We are saying that before there was anything, the Bible says in the beginning of all things was the word. That is, it is the word that is declared forth that determines how things will become, not how they were before. Remember from Genesis chapter 1, we read that the Bible says that the earth was without form and it was void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. God looked at this and said, can this earth become anything? He being God knew. So what did he do? He prophesied to the earth and said, I'm using Ezekiel's words now. He said, O earth, hear the word of the Lord. Light be. And then light became. You have to understand something, that light did not come because there was light. A lot of times we are trying to make deductions according to what is currently happening. God is saying, listen, my children, if you want things to be different, you have to create them. And the way by which you create new events is by the words that you speak that are generated by information from the Spirit of God. Do you get my point? That is, when God was going to make the earth, he spoke a word. That is, the word was not a reflection of what was happening. It was a dictation of what was supposed to be. Do you get my point? So God said, look, speak to the situation. Say to the bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you. I will make flesh grow back on you. I will cover you with skin and put breath in you that you may come alive. God is saying that I am the one that can create. But if you notice something here, when God wanted to create again, he didn't just begin to speak. He gave the word to a man to speak. Are you getting my point? What God's saying here, if your future is going to be beautiful, you have to take the words that I have given you and you begin to speak them. Do you follow my point? There's a scripture I want to read which will really help you understand what I'm trying to say. If you have your Bibles, quickly go to Hebrews chapter 13. There, Paul was explaining the principle concerning this matter of words. He was referring to something here. I want to bring up something he said in verse 5. He said, for he himself, referring to God, has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Verse 6 says, so we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Notice something here. Before we can say confidently, it must be because God has already spoken something. He said, because he himself has said, therefore we can confidently say. I said something last week which is so important that we recall to mind. That words are not just the thing they sound like. That the thing that gives weight to words are two things. Number one, the kind of person speaking. And number two, the conviction with which he's saying the things that he's saying. Therefore, Paul was saying here, we can confidently speak. We can speak with conviction only if we know what God has already said. Remember, the words of God or the word of God is the creating word. If he looks at an economy, if he speaks something different, it dictates the outcome of that situation. God does not adjust to situations. He creates new ones. Are you getting my point? And he said, you, my child, I have placed you in a situation. Now, this is why God has sent you to the earth on assignment as a child of God. God doesn't come down to earth now to do anything. Listen, he said, who shall ascend to the heavens? Paul was saying, to bring Christ down again from the earth. He said, no, that's not the issue. He said, what is the issue? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. That is the word of faith that we preach.
Are you getting my point? That is, if God wants to do something, if a situation needs to be corrected, God doesn't come down from heaven. He puts a word in the mouth of a child of God. And if that word is not ever declared, that situation is never changed. But when the person begins to declare what God has placed in his mouth, then he begins to see the things begin to rearrange to conform with the words that he has spoken. My pastor those days used to say that prophesying is for the orderly arrangement of physical things to become conformed to that which is in the spiritual. That is, what is that which is in the spiritual? God says something like this in Ephesians chapter 1. He said, I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Which means if I have troubles now, I begin to speak to my life that order come to this life. Prosperity come to this life. Sickness be gone. Long life be. What I am saying is that I'm repeating what God has already said, because he said, I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Therefore, when I speak these words, the things have no choice but to begin to conform to what I am now declaring. You will notice something. I am not speaking according to what I am seeing, physically speaking, which is the main problem with us in the country, or let me say in the body of Christ today, or with human beings generally. We look and declare according to what we have seen, which is in exact opposition to the order of God. God said, look up and declare according to what you expect there to be. Do you understand my point? Let me give you this practical example, and I want parents to notice. If your child comes back from school and he fails, you don't look at the child and say, this child, you are dull. What you are doing is that you are declaring the child's future from the things that you can see in the present. It is very wrong. You are the very reason why that child will not succeed. But if your child does not do well, you use the word of God. He said, mark the righteous man. His seed will be mighty upon the earth. So you look at that child and listen to me. I do this to my children so much that this is a fact. When they grow up, they can never believe anybody who tells them they are not smart. They will never believe you. Because before they could understand words, I was already telling them that they are smart. None of my children will ever look at the subject and say it is difficult. Why? Because I put a champion's mentality into their head right now. Now listen to me, I'm not just indoctrinating them, because I speak to them even when they cannot even understand English. I say, you are a great child. My child is passing and just tapping on the head. I say, great man. He doesn't even understand what I'm trying to say. But there is a spiritual force with which I'm engineering his tomorrow. Get this point clear. He fails does not make any difference. The issue is that I'm creating a successful future for him despite what I am seeing currently. You know, people say, it's good to have your children abroad so you can give your children an opportunity. I say, opportunity for what? What these children need, I have given it to them. The word of God. I have prophesied it upon their heads, and I keep prophesying it. Whether they have an American passport, a British passport, a Nigerian passport, a Congolese passport, a Cameroonian passport, makes no difference. Do you get my point? The issue is that they are blessed people. Everywhere they go, they will happen. How would that be? Because right now, I'm declaring upon them. I'm prophesying upon them according to the commandment of God. Are you getting my point? Look, listen, it's very important we bridle our tongue. Because James has said, a tongue is like a spark that sets a whole forest on fire. That is, a tongue, it sets the course of life. It does not just respond to it. Unfortunately, what we do most of the time, we just respond to the course of life. We don't set the course of life. We're talking about building a great future today. A great future, listen, is determined by the things that you are saying today, which you are saying as a matter of expression of what you are convinced about. When God was speaking Isaiah chapter 45, he said, my ways are not your ways. He said, what are the human ways of human beings? They look at situation and begin to talk. You know, this government is very bad. You know, this country is not good. You know, this and this and this, this and what is happening. You know, they keep on talking as a reflection of what is going on right now on the earth. But they are not doing what God expects them. God said, this is how I do things. I speak only about what I want to be. That is, what I want to create is what I talk about. So he said, my ways are not your ways. What do? We sit down and say, the way Nemba is going, you know, the way this one is happening, the way this is happening. We grumble. At the end of the day, we go home and God has no reason to change anything. Do you know why? Because the prophets he has planted. Let me quickly talk about the matter of prophets. Before God does anything, he anoints prophets. And what you don't understand sometimes is that it is not as if he goes around to anoint one man and say, this man is a prophet. Now, he does that for certain situations. But generally, when it comes to life, generally, when it comes to prosperity, everyone is anointed as a prophet in his own life and in his own environment. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? So God anoints prophets, and the prophets are supposed to look at dry bones and say to the dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Not to sit down and say, in fact, there is no future for this country. What they are doing is that they are cooperating with Satan, because there are two forces here. There is a force of good and there is a force of evil. Satan is a force of evil. God said, I know the thoughts I have towards you. You have to understand. When he's talking about thoughts, he said, this is my idea, my plan, my preconceived events in my heart for you. He said, plans for good and not for evil. Therefore, anyone who is speaking negatively about every situation is of the camp of Satan, not the camp of God. I hope you're getting my point. If you read Rick Joyner's book, The Final Quest, he explained that there are more people working for Satan in the kingdom of God than there that are working for God. I mean, and those of you listening to me can bear me witness, 99% of your friends never say anything positive about the nation to you. And listen, people that talk negatively always have reasons. And I'm saying that so that you will understand that the fact that you have a reason is not any excuse good enough to continue talking the way you do. Are you getting my point? The other day, a revelation hit me as I was preaching. That day, I had heard so many stories. Amrabas went here, Amrabas went there, this one happened. I said, listen, Amrabas, you are the one that will leave Enugu, not me. I am planted by God, I am guarded by his angels. Before I lose one pin, you will die. That is a fact. Are you getting my point? I will not let the testimonies of the work of Satan drive me from God's inheritance. But what will I do? I will rise up and speak that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Wherever it is that I'm living, goodness and mercy shall follow me. It will never depart away from me. Listen to me. I don't run after goodness and mercy. They follow me. Are you following my point? Those are the things you use your tongue to do. Godliness, let me explain something to you about godliness. Godliness means to be like God, godlikeness. Are you getting my point? And God said, when I see situations, I speak what I want to be, not commenting on what there is. There are people that I wonder how God can bless them, because they wake up in the morning, they complain about the weather. They go to their car, they complain about the mechanic. They're driving out, they complain about the rain. They're on the road, they complain about other drivers. To the end of the day, grumbling, complaining, no word of thanksgiving for the fact that everyone has a job to go to and a car to drive to that job. God said, I would have loved to bless you some more, but you are not even able to recognize the one I have given you already. How do I add more to you? Are you getting my point? Let me tell you about the contest in life. The contest in life is to see what you will say. Let me explain what I'm saying. Satan came to God and they discussed the matter of Job. And in everything that Job went through, I will not repeat the story of Job to you. I believe most of us know it. But if you don't, get a Bible, read the book of Job. You will see the story of Job there. In everything that Job went through, between God and Satan, all they were watching out for was what Job will say. Are you getting my point? All they were watching out for was what Job will say. That is, Satan will win that bet if Job talks negatively. Are you following my point? Look, nobody was watching out for any other thing. The whole of the response of Job will be encapsulated in the words that he will speak. Are you seeing the way you have been talking in the presence of God? You wake up in the morning. This is very terrible. Nothing good is going to come out of this nation. And God said, I planted you here. I knew it was bad. You are supposed to be my prophet, to prophesy good. You are supposed to say, Nigeria, hear you the word of the Lord. Every man that will not allow you to prosper will be scattered. That's what God wants you to say. Not sit down and say, oh, these are our rulers are not good. God has not sent you on that assignment. Listen, look, there are too many referees. There are too many commentators. Very few people are good players. I'm teaching you today how to be a good player. And one of the things I want to emphasize today before I leave is for you to understand that as you begin to pray, the Bible says that pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It says, blessed are those who love you. What I'm bringing out is this. That is, as you are prophesying over another thing that is not even directly your life alone, you are incurring blessings for yourself. Jesus said, talking about the Pharisees, he said they like to pray openly. so that people will think they are righteous because of their much praying. He said, I say to you, they have their reward. He now said, but you, when you want to pray, go into your closet. Your heavenly Father that sees in secret will reward you well, how? Openly. Now let me ask you a question. If you ask for shoe and God gives you shoe, is that a reward? No, it's an answer. I'm bringing up a point here. That is, the prayer they were praying was for the salvation of Israel. And every man who prayed those prayers in secret, God said he will be rewarded openly. What am I saying? If you get up every morning commenting negatively and thereby cooperating with Satan to be sure that the situation of your nation will not improve, listen, you are denying yourself of a reward for the future. Remember what we said? The future we are preparing for is harvest time. How do we prepare? We plant the right seeds during the days of seed. Are you getting the point? So what are we saying here? When you wake up and prophesy, my state will prosper, my country will prosper, may God give our rulers wisdom, and you begin to prophesy concerning every negative thing you see. Every time they take your light goes off, you don't shout, hey, this never people say, what's wrong with them? You say, one day, good will be upon this electricity supply. Here will be, when it will happen, that light will never blink. And you prophesy. It is not because your light has not just gone off, but because you are declaring what God will bring to pass in your life. Are you getting my point? When your car enters a big ditch, you don't come out and say, this our government is useless. Can you see? They have not even tarred this road. You will stand there and say, road, hear you the word of God. The days are coming, and very soon also, that you will be smooth in every corner in which you exist in this nation. God said, if you do that, you are praying in secret. The day will come that I will reward you openly. You will be one of the greatest and richest men around. And people will never know. Remember, I have said, what blesses a man, most people don't understand. That what makes a man great, God said it was done in secret. Sometimes when people are talking about principles of business, they not write stories. 10 habits of highly effective men. God said, the farmer himself knoweth not how. The kingdom of God is like a seed that a man plants and then he goes to sleep. The earth by itself produces fruit. The man himself does not know. How much more those who are just observing him from outside? Jesus said it categorically, what God rewards openly is done in secret. What am I saying? The things we are saying, you will do them in secret. When your friends have finished abusing their government, cursing everybody in this nation, and declaring that good will never come, and they spend all their money pursuing visas, you go to the corner of your room and say, God, I am your prophet. I know the thoughts you have towards this land. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. You want to give us a future, a hope, an expected end of good and good alone. Therefore, I lend you my tongue. I give my tongue over to the service of good alone. Then you begin to declare, Nigerian police, it shall be well with you. Nigerian customs, it shall be well with you. Nigerian government, it shall be well with you. Presidency, it shall be well with you. Our roads, it shall be well. NEPA, it shall be well. You continue to talk and talk and talk. Listen to me. It might take a while, but listen, it will definitely not fail. And when it does, that is when it comes to pass, then you will stand out because God will put a reward upon you. How do you prepare your future? You sow the right seeds. You speak words. Even though you are not even speaking into your life, God says, seek the prosperity of the land in which I have planted you, because in its prosperity, you will prosper. Listen to me. You know, Bible says, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there are that travel on it. Everybody is a grumbler. You should know they are wrong. He said, the road that leads to life is very narrow, and there are few people that are walking on it. The fact that most people are not doing this thing that I'm telling you should let you know that it is the right way. Because the natural order amongst human beings is to go the wrong way. Are you getting my point? Listen, before there are physical things, there is a spiritual one. If God has mercy on the land, if God proposes prosperity on the land, he by himself will elect his leaders. Are you getting the point I'm making? I'm saying that your reason why you are not prospering is not just that you have had bad leaders. It is because you are not a good person. God has not seen it fit to pour blessing upon you. Because when that time comes, he will forcefully plant a good leader on you. Are you getting my point? That was why Elihu was speaking in Job chapter 35, in verse 9. He said, because of the multitude of oppressions, they cry out. They cry for help because of the arm of the mighty. But no one says, where is God my maker, who gives songs in the night? Are you getting the point? He said, they cry out, but it does not answer. What was he saying? That when men are crying, that I am not prospering, because my leaders are not allowing me. I'm not prospering. He said, they have not remembered to look inwards and say, where is God my maker? What is it that I'm doing wrong? I'm pointing out to you today one of the major things why your tomorrow might be shaky if you don't take heed to this warning. Are you getting my point? You are a lawyer and you are going into legal practice. All you have to say is that the judicial system in this country is very terrible. All these people, you grumble morning till night. God say, I will never allow you to rise up in it. You are not a good prophet. There is nothing to reward. But as a young man, what do you do? When you wake up in the morning, they tell you that, these courts are not serious. It's begin to prophesy seriousness upon them. Wake up at night, dream up ideas, and begin to prophesy them into the air. You will be shocked at how God will transmit. The Bible says that the birds of the air will carry your words and take it to the house of the ruler. Are you getting my point? God said, when you do that in secret, I reward you openly. People come and say, you see, our hospitals are terrible. All they do is grumble morning, afternoon, and night. They have not woken up early one morning at 3 a.m. and say, God, I will not sleep till 5. Let me prophesy good upon these hospitals. Nobody does it. Then they expect miracle to happen. Why? Listen to me. Miracles are always ignited by the prayers of people. Miracles are ignited by the prophesying of the prophets. And I'm telling you that it is you and I that are the prophets that God has ordained to turn a nation around. If you keep on talking the rubbish you are talking, you will never see good in that land. If some men will continue to prophesy good, the days of good, God will take you away. That is, it's possible to be in the midst of abundance and not taste of it. Don't ever forget the day the prophet prophesied and said, by this time tomorrow, prosperity is coming to the city of Samaria. And the royal officer, the Bible says, upon whom the king used to lean, looked at the prophet Elisha and said, even if God were to open the windows of heaven, can this one happen? This country is too bad. The prophet looked at him and said, you will see it, but you will not eat it. It happened just like he said. The very next day, abundance came upon the land. There was so much pandemonium because of the abundance that had come. The king delegated this man to go and maintain order, and the crowd trampled him to death. Don't take the words I'm speaking lightly. They are words of God. They are things that God has commanded that we should obey. And that's why I'm here today preaching this thing. You have an assignment to do. Are you getting my point? You have an assignment to do. God has commanded you to do something specific. Today's assignment that I'm giving you is to wake up every morning, declare good upon the land, declare good upon your school, declare good upon your nation, declare good upon every aspect in which you have been injured in this nation. God says, if we do it, it is a selfless service. There is a seed you are sowing. It is called the prayer in secret, and that is what God rewards openly. Everybody can do all-night prayer for his problem. Tomorrow, next year, my year of prosperity, we spend December 31st into 1st of January declaring the year as a year of prosperity for us alone. Let us gather one day and say, nobody pray for yourself. Prophesy good upon this land. God said, when you do that, then you are sowing the seeds of secret. You are sowing seeds. You are praying prayer, what I call the secret prayer. And then God will reward you openly. When you are great tomorrow, when your children become the children of a great man, people will never understand that you become another misunderstood person. It is because his father was rich. It is because his father was connected. Yes, God said, I am his father. I am indeed connected. I am the source of connections. He did something in secret that I'm rewarding openly. Are you getting the point I'm making today? Don't let these principles be lost on you. You can create a great future for yourself. Don't forget what I said, that God prepared it ahead of time. It is not your idea. God said, there is a place I have prepared. Who is worthy? Greatness has been prepared for you. You can follow Satan, talk all the rubbish you want, and remain a small man, and leave your children to begin to struggle also. Or you can do what I am saying today. Obey the word of God, and you will notice that your children will be born indeed with a silver spoon in their mouth. Why? Because the blessing of God will have been poured abundantly upon you. I hope you've understood what I've said.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, log on to kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or P.O. Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.